the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Back in the old Craigslist Corral.
There was like a good 2-second beat before you came in.
No, that's not true.
I don't know. The pause was a little pregnant. I love Craigslist Corral. What city are we at today?
We're back in our hometown because we had a whole bunch of... we did a live show tonight, so...
Yeah, so actually... I printed up like a shitload of Buffalo Craigslist ads for our live show.
On paper.
Old school. Hard copy.
Yeah.
So like, fuck it. I might as well stick with Buffalo.
First up, we are in the women for male section of Casual Encounters.
This lady wants to get double teamed. And that's a...
You know what? You're ruining this format. Before I said, well, if we have these printed out, you can read some. And he said, no, because we have a format.
Yeah.
Now you're explaining what they are because you remember.
You said woman for male. I'm explaining what you fucking said.
I thought you were going to go into what the exact ad was.
No. I'm like, the fuck, man? Give me some credit.
This one, this theme, this man, this girl is looking for...
Man, you said woman for male.
Yeah.
I'm commenting on that. I mean, I'm just saying, it's a common female fantasy. Every chick wants to get double-teamed by two dudes.
They do?
Or more, yeah.
No.
Every single one.
That's not true.
They're just too scared to admit it.
That's not true, though.
It is. Ask. If they say no, they're lying.
All right, if you say so. She's 40 years old. Why is it so hard to find two hung gentlemen to come to Erie, PA and give me double pleasure? Nothing is dry. Nothing in this dry town.
I'll travel.
Am I asking too much? I'm leaving tomorrow, and I would like to do this today. I've always wanted to try this and have to build up enough courage to do so. About me, professional, hardworking, ebony woman, drug and disease free, drug free, trauma free, and dissection is a must.
I need to cut you up, okay? I mean, listen, you could both fuck me.
What does she mean by dissection is a must?
She means, yeah, discretion is a must. But I mean, if we have to dissect each other, I guess that too.
I'm attached, not looking to change that. Nice ass, height, weight, proportionate, polite, women. What I'm looking for, two hung, 8-plus-inch cocks. All right, come on. You expect to find two dudes that big of cocks?
Or that small a conk.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, tall, clean-shaven, polite, oral pleasures, blah, blah, blah.
Ma'am. Me and my friend are going to fuck you, ma'am.
White and black. A black and white cock together. Sounds exciting, she says.
I agree.
Well, yeah, black, like a black and white cookie.
Yeah. Imagine the contrast. It does sound pretty exciting.
I guess. Get an Oreo cookie going.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. It was all too cliche. I mean, I thought it, but then I was like, nah.
Get a, what's that fake brand of,
Oh, shit.
Is that fake
Hydrox or something?
No, yeah, Hydro.
Hydrox?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
It's the most famous. Like, every store has their own, but But that's like the most famous.
Yeah, thing.
Generic. And you know what?
They're not as good.
You know what I was gonna say? I think I like them more than Oreos.
Really? Not me.
I'm not an Oreos, big Oreos fan anyway. They're fine, but you know
they're better than the generic shit.
I like Vienna Finger. In fact, I like soft cookies, but the best.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give me some soft batch, motherfucker.
Samoas or Coconut Delights, I think they're called. That's probably what, like
you know what? That's one of the best Pepperidge ones. Farms. You know those like little bags. Those are good.
Yeah. What'd you say? Did you say some kind of homophobic slur about your cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, you said bags. Yeah. Next up, Casual Encounters, male for male woman. Do you want to explain what that is again, or?
Well, it's a guy who wants to fuck a couple.
Thin, very small cock wanted to slide it in. Looking for a guy with a real small under 5-inch cock. Thin. Never been fucked. I'm married. STD clean.
He's never been fucked?
No, not by a man.
But he wants to get fucked by a man, but he wants to start off small.
Of course.
It's like, listen, I mean, the idea of having sex with a man, I mean, a man penetrating me, is, you know, it's awesome. But a normal-sized man is too much.
He's very logical. Must also be real clean, also in other things, oral topping, facials, body contact, water sports, etc. Good.
I don't know what topping is.
Good looking guy. 5'3", 189 pounds, a real clean body. You must host.
He's 53,000 pounds?
No, he's 5'10. 5'10. That's what he is.
Whatever.
Next up, in need of a BBW or an SSBBW, using her hands to work me over. What's an SSBBW?
It is a super-sized, big, beautiful woman.
Man.
They got them all.
But the girl in the picture on this isn't a super-sized BBW.
Those might be stock photos.
But if you're going to talk about a super-sized BBW, you got to show...
Listen, that's what he wants.
Those are one of those ones that are, like, in TV, you know, like...
Like the ones who eat for a living? Like, sometimes you see those chicks who are, they're like models, like fat models, like the kind of fetish shit.
Yeah.
And they just eat constantly because they want to get bigger. Because that's how they make their money. Yeah. He wants one of those chicks.
Let's see. I'm looking for a daring large woman. I'm seeking a BBW or SSBBW to spank me and work over my cock, balls, and ass, making her cum slut. No BS, no drama, no strings, and you host. Here's the deal. So this guy, he wants to come over to your house.
I guess.
Because he's married, probably.
I'm going to beat up his cock.
Here's how it all works. I walk in. I get nude. I first get in the position you see me in the first picture, and then you work me over good. In the first picture, he's like bent over, or like if you're doing a girl doggy style, but it's a man.
He's the one presenting.
Gotta be stinking up the room that way. You gotta take a shower before you do that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like all that, everything that's been like cooking all day is just gonna fucking be released into the air.
Wafting.
Yes, that means you host. Fair trade, I hope. You host and I give my body to work over. Tie my hands by my back if you wish. Yes, spank me. Reach for me behind and force me to have more than one orgasm.
Force him. Like he's punching her in the face if she's jerking him off.
Finger a toy my fuck my ass. Call me your slut and really have your way.
You're
make me stand
slut.
As in second
You're
picture. Do as you want. Or fuck me as your boy bitch in this third pick. This third pick there's some girls fucking him.
Yeah, strap on style.
I am seeking if you really getting your hands on a man and get wet from turning me onto a moaning slut like this. Put I want my hands on you in the reply.
I like the authentic paper on
the
ways.
Yeah, I like that. It's nice.
Like your paper's big stuff.
You always hear that on the radio, like news people. It's cool.
I know.
It's better than the
clip. But in the news, we are up. You hear the paper.
Mm-hmm. Any ex-jailbirds needing attention? Male for woman? I enjoy meeting former incarcerated women who would love to catch up on certain things and needs they missed while sitting in jail.
That is a good scam. If you can get in touch, if you can do some kind of like prison pen pal thing.
They have those websites.
Yeah, but you just be waiting there when the chick finally gets paroled. And there's always a chick going to be paroled.
You know, you should go after. I was reading about her earlier. That's Susan Smith.
Everyone's going for her.
Well, she's not out for another 10 years. At least, but you know
the famous ones. I don't think you could do because you know everyone's getting that idea.
Would you date a girl who murdered two children?
I mean, what's date? You know, like, is it a long term thing, or am I just fucking her?
She was not that good looking when she did the crime at 23. Maybe she's gonna look like a 53 when she gets out.
Oh yeah, not that pretty.
And you know what was weird? She, I guess when she was on trial, it came out that she got molested by her stepfather and then later had sex with him when she was of age.
Well, she was listening. She's all fucked up. He molested her.
Well, he could say, you know what?
She was consenting.
Yeah, she consented. So retroactively,
I don't know.
Molesting counts.
I mean, not sure about that, but she consented later.
Mm. I enjoy meeting former incarcerated women who love to catch up on certain things and needs they missed while sitting in jail. I am not judgmental, and I'm not happy, and I am happy to provide pleasure to those.
I don't care what you did.
Serious only.
Oh, come on. We don't need that.
People like the sounds.
No, they don't. Not that.
I didn't bring the head. I just took out his eyes.
He threw it in my fucking face. That I don't like.
Mark's not into those kind of physical gags. Once I poured water on him when he was sleeping at a hotel, he did not like that.
I don't like being touched in a non-sexual manner.
All right, I'll jerk you off while I play pranks on you.
If you can stay awake long enough.
Yeah, long day. Model my wife's shoes, male for woman. I have a shoe fetish.
It's a fetish. That's what it's called.
Not so much a foot fetish, but as a shoe fetish.
That's bullshit, because then you don't need a model then. You could just stare at the shoes.
My wife is tiny feet, size 6. I don't know what that means. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, it's size 6. Your feet are like 2 inches. I don't know.
I think a woman's size like 8 sizes smaller than a man's. So she's got like, it'd be like a -2 shoe.
Yeah, if I had a size 4 shoe. Mm-hmm. The fuck's that?
And she's got lots of cute and sexy shoes she never wears. And I just want to see somebody wearing them again. That's all. You know, he bought them for a lot of gifts and stuff over the years, and she just never wears
them. That's a weird dude. It's like, happy anniversary. Here's a pair of shoes.
Now put them on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me jerk off.
Slow.
Oh, yeah. Let me smell the sweat that's been building up in your feet. I'm an otherwise normal guy and not too weird.
Obviously.
I just missed seeing them get worn. Put shoe model on the subject to weed out the inevitable spam. Feel free to ask whatever you need to know. What else do I need to know? Like, you're into my feet.
Listen, there's more. There's more to it than that. Don't.
I guess. This one's weird. I don't know why it's in the personal ads. Robbery at Queen West Ginger Restaurant. My girlfriend's wallet was stolen by these 4 people. Why would you need 4 people to steal 1 wallet?
Listen.
And how much is there going to be there to divvy up? Because people don't usually...
There's not a lot of cash in wallets these days.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Normally. You know, every once in a while you just got out of the bank or something, but... For the most part, people aren't really carrying cash.
This is in Toronto. I thought we were in Buffalo. What's with you?
You know how it is with the Craigslist. You scroll down a little bit, they start like branching out.
Well, because it says that's it for your area. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go that far. Now we're in 2 cities, man.
Yeah,
at once.
Whatever, man. Just shut up and read.
All right, man.
Man.
My girlfriend's wallet was stolen by these 4 people. Please help me find these people before they do it to someone else.
What's that movie with all, like, Brad Pitt and them? They're knocking off casinos?
When Harry Met Sally.
No. Fuck. Something.
Thelma and Louise. Brad Pitt was in that.
Yeah, can't remember. It's like that. There's a crew, and they go around stealing wallets.
They took a turquoise wallet with her ID, Hannah Parker, inside.
Guess that's her name.
It was June 12th, Friday, at 5:40 p.m. A long time ago. They used her credit card at Little Burgundy down the street from where they stole her wallet. The wallet was taken from Ginger Restaurant. First of all, just cancel all your shit and be done with it.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's the point here? What are we doing?
You're not going to find the wallet. These dudes probably used the credit card and then dumped it. You don't keep that shit on you.
Plus, it's weird, there's pictures on here. How did you get your hands on the footage from that store?
He must have called the restaurant, I guess.
Yeah, but they're just going to give it to you? Can I get your, camera footage?
Here are the people who came to the store and robbed us as we ate. First 2 males are all black, all in black, and the white guy in the white shirt with black hair and white shirt, and the girl behind him in the white shirt and black jacket, she looks Oriental. you don't say Oriental.
Yeah. I mean,
they might be dangerous, so please caution when you... Yeah, if I see these fuckers, I'm going to go after them to get your stupid wallet.
The weird thing is, he's asking people to become vigilantes and, like, catch these people for
And him. How do they steal your wallet? If they didn't mug, like, straight up fucking do a stick up.
They might have done the old bump and grab. Oh, pardon me. And then it's kind of snatch it. I hear that exists, but I really don't think someone could
do
it.
That's why I keep my wallet underneath my balls. Now listen, my wallet doesn't smell that good, but...
My wallet's in my front pocket now. Very hard to take.
Luma wallet?
Yes, an Luma wallet. I bought a new one, so it's good.
Did you go to the flea market to buy it for $5?
Like no, I did not.
How much did you spend?
None of your business.
The fucking money bags. You could have saved $5. You could have bought like 20 of them.
I paid $10.
Yeah, you could have two. I would have bought like six of them, and then you'd be all set.
I don't need six.
Those fucking pieces of shit break after like 2 weeks.
No. Listen, I've been burned too many times, so I'm being extra careful with this one. My problem is, I always pack more shit and more shit into it till eventually it just fucking snaps, because it's my fault. I'm putting too much stuff in there.
It's like me, it's till I fucking snap.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm being extra careful now.
All right, next we're in casual encounters. For daytime BBWs, use a male slut for pleasure today. This male slut is on vacation today from work and is available today for use by BBWs.
Does he mean he's having a day off? I'm on vacation today.
He's on vacation, yeah, he's on vacation.
But just for today?
That's what he said.
I think that means, I don't know.
One day's not a vacation, I don't think.
No, for me, it's like I took the day off.
Needing to use a male slut for what they desire. You may use me in any way you like and do as you want, making use of my mouth and tongue, dick, and ass for whatever pleasures you seek. We'll be very discreet and private.
He's very accommodating.
Once behind closed doors, I enjoy turning into your moaning sub slut. Tie me, blindfold me, or not. Force jerk is more you want.
I don't understand what force jerk is.
Please don't, please.
I know. It's like I'm shoving you away every time you put your hands on it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm looking for a BBW that really likes to get on her hands and a man to treat her as a slut. BBW that is not passive or shy about fondling a man's dick and balls, ass fingering, putting him over on her knees for spankings and ass play, force milking him, face sitting for pussy and ass worship, etc. Reply if you get into doing these things. And you are not just seeking to have your pussy licked only. I'm in good health, good shape, 55 years old. What do I need these old slob fucking licking my pussy
for? I know.
Drug and disease free, intelligent, serious.
Your pussy is magnificent.
Open to all women between the ages of 25 and 60 only. Reply if this is something you can go through with today. Open to ongoing secret arrangements. Secret arrangement. Hey, Stephanie, I got to tell you something. I let this 55-year-old man from Craigslist lick my pussy. And then he licks my ass because he gives me ass worship.
Don't tell anyone it's a secret.
Secret. In your reply, please let me know the basic age, race, stats. If you have a non-facial picture, that would be a plus. In the subject line, put come for me. All right. Fence guy at 7-Eleven this morning, male for male. Niagara Falls. That's not Buffalo either.
Whatever. It's like a half hour away.
That's what happens when we let you choose the things.
Yeah.
Guy can't do anything right. Hey, hot fence guy at 7-Eleven this morning, about 9:30 a.m., packing something serious in your jeans.
You can tell, yeah.
Do you notice that girls don't usually say that kind of stuff? Like it's always,
I know.
Dudes talking about that?
Yeah.
Dudes are so visual. If you want to get sucked or more, hit me up. Tell me the name of the company and the door you got on.
I got to start hitting up 7-Eleven more. Just hang out.
There's dudes packing some heat in their fucking...
No, they're going to be checking my heat out.
Well, yeah, that's good. Want a free ride of my Sibian? Casual Encounters, male for women, Tonawanda.
That's a deal.
Want to ride my Sibian? You can do it for free. This is an offer for women only.
Free, you say?
What, dudes ride Sibians?
Well, you can.
I guess you just get ass pleasure.
Yeah. I can sit on it.
Mine is not for guys to ride. If you want to bring a friend, that's okay with me, even a man, but he's not riding.
We'll see.
Total nudity is required. Required.
Even for me?
Kind of spelled wrong. The pictures are off of the web. No pics or videos taken unless you choose to take them. Please put "I want to ride" in the subject line, or no reply from me. I don't answer private email or text numbers. Too much crap. Yes, it is real and works well. If you have never scored it before, you might just do it this thing. It has happened to a few so far. Hurry up and set up a date and try it out.
I want to make like a homemade Sibian. I think I can do it. I'm pretty handy.
This is for real, not a joke or a spam. You won't be sent to a site to have to join any kind. You can be straight, bi, lesbian, married, single, whatever. You are fine with me. Just come take a ride. There's no charge for this. I'll be off to work next week.
$50.
Dayton appointments are possible. Hope to see you soon.
Ooh, you know what I would do? I would take like 3 egg beaters and duct tape them together.
Do you think anyone's gonna? That's
my Sibian.
Do you think anyone's gonna take them up on that shit?
Yep, definitely.
We're back and love to swim in your ocean. Male for woman. Yeah. Or male woman for woman.
A lot of variety.
Where is our summer? Finally warming up. If you'd like to be warmed up too, then the forecast is nice. So we are back again and looking for the next lucky lady or couple. We have added another gent to the mix, too.
So every time they come to town, they get into some kind of gangbang action?
Yeah, the boys are back in town. Huh. You ever hear that song? That's what it's about.
The gangbang boys.
The boys are back in town. Tow yow yow.
Huh, all right.
Are you looking to put some motion back into your love life? Are you bored housewife or looking for a fantasy or life of a lifetime? Maybe a divorcee or just a single gal wants to
I say divorcee.
Show. Divorcee.
Not divorcee.
Well, the crew is back after our spring fling, and we are looking for a couple interested gals or couples. If you want to fulfill this fantasy, tell us. Imagine 4 to 5 guys make you the center of your world.
That sounds pretty nice.
Make you the center of your world? It should be their world.
Either or. Works both ways.
The center of your world. You're always the center of your world.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a couple other friends if you really want more, but we find this to be a magic number. They found that 5 dudes is plenty enough for
rallying
a trip.
You know what it is?
For training on
Once
a
trip. You add a few, you start adding more, and now you're going to have some odd men out. I bet you. Because, like, you know, you got hands and mouth and, you know, orifices, you know, otherwise. And then after that, every other dude's kind of just hanging out, waiting to jump in. Hey, you done?
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
You done there?
It's like if you have too many people playing some games. You know, some games, like, when you take turns, like, I got to sit here all day.
Yeah, I'm waiting for, you know, to hop in. Like, yeah, fuck that, man.
Are you looking to put some motion back in your love life? Are you a bored housewife or a fantasy of a lifetime? Maybe a divorcee? Didn't we already go through this?
Yeah, you read it already.
If you want to fulfill that fantasy, tell us. Imagine, we already
And you remember when you said divorcee, and I made fun of you for it? And you said it again.
Yes, we go down on you. You know you don't have to return the favor if you don't want to.
We are fucking
experienced in male. Fuck, there's okay, 5. Male for female couples and gangbangs. We're here to help any women, couples. We are 30s, white in shape, very sexual, adventurous, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, obviously.
So that's good.
And they're there to help people, too. Like, I'm an unexperienced gangbanger. Not as in the, inner city with guns, but multiple guys fucking chicks.
Well, speaking of gangbangs, finally, looking for ladies who want to be in a gangbang.
Ooh.
Next party is this Saturday.
Gangbang organizers.
July 18th and Friday, July 31st. So there's one coming up next week, a week from today. Western New York Gangbang Club is looking for ladies who want to be in a gangbang. We host 2 gangbang house parties every month. They are fun, safe, and ladies are welcome. Single guys and couples can attend, too. Please reply with your name, age, status,
and phone number. That sounds real nice.
Can we show up to this and not, like, fuck, and just, like, I just want to see, just for show's sake, I want to go there.
Just see.
Maybe interview some people.
Yeah, definitely, let's do that.
Listen, I have no interest in being part of a gangbang.
I don't know, the chick was real hot, maybe. But odds are they're not.
Like, I don't even know if I could keep... Like, I don't know.
I think I can manage. I'll just focus.
A bunch of wrecked dudes standing around, waiting. And how do you wait in line without a cock hitting you in the ass?
Come on.
You gotta wait in line sideways.
It's called personal space.
Yeah. So I don't know about that.
Like I said, if she was, like, really hot, I'd be like, maybe. But if it's some fucking slob, it's like, nah, I'm good.
I don't know if my girlfriend would let me go to the beginning. Even I'm like, listen, it's for the show. We might do some interviews, or at least we're going to do a report on it.
I'd love to see who's there.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there.
And it's local, too.
But can we get away with not fucking? I don't know.
I mean,
we'd have to pay $30.
Yeah, we got to pay.
Or if I got my girlfriend to go, I could pay $20.
Save $10. There you go. I'd have to pay $30.
Now you're a single man again.
Yeah.
So there's nothing better to cheer you up than a gangbang, though.
It's true.
But this place...
my father always said.
This is a club.
Yeah, it's a Western New York gangbang club.
This is a flyer.
Like a legitimate club. They have that. You have to pay your dues.
From their February party. This is when they were on the Swing Lifestyle website. Western New York's gangbang club is hosting another gangbang party. This event is Friday back in February. The donation to the party is $20 per couple, $30 for single males, and single ladies are free. Ooh.
You know ladies are always free. They're the ones going to do all the work.
We will provide mixers, ice, and snacks. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. You get food.
Gentlemen, line up for a piece of the action. Don't be shy. It takes two to tango. But $20 for a good gangbang. Ladies, as always, you have the right to refuse anyone who approaches you. Just because you're in the gangbang room does not mean you're fair game to everyone. The bedroom doors will be removed to all three gangbang rooms. A chain will be installed across the entrance to help traffic control in another room. Husbands and boyfriends must direct the events where ladies are treated with respect. Nobody enters any of the rooms without permission. We will not tolerate any disrespect to our female participants. Guys, no means no, and this is nothing personal. Those who do not respect these rules will be thrown out of the party.
Get the fuck out of here!
Ladies, when you
show this horse some respect!
When you need a break, I will invite you to relax in one of our two bukkake chairs. These will be located in a corner of the gangbang room and in the basement by the orgy bed. Once you are in the bukkake chair, sit back and relax. You are happily agreeing to allow
guys come on your face.
Decorate your face. Don't worry, ladies. We'll provide a shower cap so none gets in your hair.
That's nice.
Western New York's gangbang club's purpose is to provide an atmosphere where couples and individuals may be comfortable safely and safely, fully, self-expressed. We encourage our guests to move through the sexual barriers and express themselves in a paradigm we originally created for, not the one society expects to be. We provide three private rooms, an orgy bed, plenty of couch space, fire pit, and outdoor hot tub, seasonal. Ladies, let me know if you're participating in the event so we will not have an idea of how many will be there. We need at least five female participants or we will have to reschedule. We will not limit the number of single guys for this event.
Gangbang's canceled, everybody.
Join our group. So I think we can go there and not fuck. They're not going to like yell at us.
Yeah, God. You know what the thing is? I was just thinking, I bet you we would be like fucking studs over there. Could you imagine the monsters there?
Oh, you know.
If we were there,
yeah,
they'd be begging us to fuck them.
It's a bunch of weirdos.
We'd be like the best looking people there. Like, holy shit. I feel like such a fucking stud walking around. Like, hey, what's up? Hey.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Well, that's it.
Can't wait. Anyway, iJoeWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend about the gangbang.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are mad.